Welcome to my channel, you guys. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be taking you all out on a dinner date first. We're just going to go straight into today's topic. Just head first, head over heels right into this. Just kind of going to go off the deep end a little bit. And I'm going to tell you guys a story. I hope you like story times. This isn't very exciting, but it's a story. So, I hope you're in for the ride. So once upon a time, at a very dark time of my life, I was just kind of venting, I guess, and was just not really having it, and was just complaining about how I just felt like I was not good enough, and somebody told me something very wise, actually, and this person told me, what does good enough even mean to you? Like, what is your definition of being good enough? What does that look like? And I went kind of speechless. Because to me, my definition of being good enough is, well, I have to be good enough for all these people that I'm living for, right? And I had gotten to the point in my life where I realized, due to many different situations and therapy and healing, that I'm not living for these people anymore. All of these people that I feel like I need to be good enough for are no longer people in my life who I am trying to live for. And if you're in this place, you know, I mean, that is something that you really are going to have to, unfortunately, confront about yourself is, who are these people in your life that you are living for? And why are you living for them? Why are you living for them? If they apparently make you feel completely not valid unless you are living the way they want you to live, that is not healthy. That is not okay. That is not healthy. That is a no. Giant red flag. Whether it's family, whether it's a significant other, whether it's friends, whoever, whatever that is, that no. Get out of that relationship now. Or just, you know, completely realize, like, this is not a boundary that I'm willing to cross for my own personal sanity. But I had gotten past that point, and I was like, okay, this is a really, really good question. Who is it that I am living for? Why is it that I don't feel good enough? Good enough for who? And this is something that I feel can be good and also really bad to realize that you're really, at the end of the day, you're not living for anyone except for yourself. Maybe for God, but guess what? God thinks you're perfect. So at the end of the day, like, if you're not happy with yourself, that is your own issue. All you need to be comfortable with at the end of the day is who you are. This, I know, is also something that can be very, very, very toxic, because people can fall into this narrative of, I'm living for me, and if people don't like it, that's on them, because I'm just doing me, and I'm happy with myself. That can get very, very toxic, because people think that they can just get away with anything and say, well, this is just who I am. And this is something that I have had to realize myself a lot, repeatedly lately, is there are things about myself that are not actually me. I feel like, I mean, okay, it's, yeah, there are behaviors that I have, but it's not who I am. Also, it's not who I want to be, nor do I want to claim to be. I do not want to say that this is just me, and if people don't like it, then goodbye. Because this is not something that I want for myself. This is not, if I say goodbye to people in my life who don't want to deal with me being this certain way, I'm left with myself. And guess what? Even my own self doesn't want to deal with the way that I've been acting myself. Does that make sense? It's okay, so if I just am left with me at the end of the day and say, like, I choose me, I choose myself, that is not something that I want to choose. It's not. Like, I think I've said this, this is like my own personal mantra, and I literally want to just copyright this saying, is that I have always believed we find more comfort confiding in the presence of someone else rather than to just face ourselves. Is this not true? Is it not easier to just project everything wrong with you onto someone else rather than to just face yourself and say, look, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe the things I'm doing are not okay. Maybe the way that I feel about myself is not even a way that I want to feel myself. It's the way I don't even like living in my own body. Maybe it's actually not good enough for myself. Maybe I'm not, or maybe the issue is not that I'm not good enough for other people. Maybe it's the fact that I'm not good enough for myself, and therefore, if I can't be happy with myself, how could I ever be happy in any other circumstance ever? Maybe that's what being good enough means. Is that maybe I'm genuinely, it's not that I'm not valuable enough. It's not that I have no worth at all in life. It's not that maybe I don't demand, or not demand, maybe it's not that I don't deserve the respect of people. Maybe it's that I don't respect myself. Because maybe I am treating myself as if I'm not good enough. Because the things that I am letting take over myself are not good. If you're thinking, well, maybe I am just content with who I am and how I am, and it is what it is. Okay, maybe it is what it is. But maybe you are content with it. Maybe that's fine. Maybe you're just perfectly fine with that. But how do you expect anyone else to find that to be good enough for them? Maybe they will, maybe not, but I would think that you would want to be good enough for yourself before you will ever be good enough for anything else. And I think that your definition of good enough is entirely up to you what that looks like. It's entirely up to you what that looks like. There is no right or wrong version of good enough, but good enough needs to be good. It needs to be good. Lashing out at people, just being a toxic person, things that are not good are not good. If you are interested in booking a free discovery call with me one-on-one, you can do so. The link will be in the description below, and I can help you to figure out what exactly your good enough looks like for yourself. Break it really, really break it down for you and just help you understand that you are, because I can help you see things from a different perspective than you are able to see yourself. I have been there. Having a coach is something that I think genuinely every person should experience once in their life. My personal coach that I had believed in me before I even believed in myself, which I know kind of contradicts everything I just said, but Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need somebody who believes in you before you can believe in yourself. And people try to find this in a significant other, right? Or in things that are so unreachable, and they think that if I can just reach this or that, or if this person will just love me, then I will find my value. And that's not how it works. That is not how it works. In fact, it's going to backfire on you. Believe me, I've learned the hard way. But hiring a coach is somebody who, first of all, you are taking the initiative to reach out and say, this is what I need. This is what I need. Because you know deep down that you are good enough. That's exactly why you're reaching out, to get help, to work on yourself. And coaches are, the thing is, you are taking that first initiative. Coaches are able to see that and say, look, I see that you clearly want to be better. You clearly want to improve yourself, and I want to help you. The process of going through coaching should be nothing but rewarding and fulfilling, and it's also rewarding and fulfilling for me as a coach to get to see the outcome and the results that you guys get, and it's just so, it makes me feel good enough, since we're staying on this topic, that I'm able to create such an impact in your lives. So if you guys are interested, go ahead and book a free discovery call with me. The link will be in the description below. You can also find me on almost any social media platform at Make Waves Coach for more free content. And also at Mermaid Cassandra with a K on almost any social media platform to check out my own journey of following my dream. You can also check out my podcast called Make Waves, Mermaid Cassandra, every place podcasts are found, as Make Waves is sort of my theme, because I want us to all go out there and make waves. I will talk to you guys soon. Mwah.